Welcome to the July 29th, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Due to very high demand, I'll be leaving up the two free reports I told you about last week again this week. The first report, How to Get a Concealed Carry Permit in Your State, you can pick up right now for free by visiting howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. The second report, extremely popular, The 6 Simple Steps for Ultra Home Security, you can pick that up free right now by visiting freehomedefense.com today. Enjoy your free reports in this week's broadcast. It was a good one, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us this evening.
Hold on. Did you fall and bump your head? I think you got the wrong show.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us this evening. The fiction begins right now. Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week Award. That's the subject of tonight's memo.
I'll work with you then.
Millions of you watched the program last week, during which I reminded viewers that some on the far left are trying to use the Colorado movie massacre to promote gun control. Despicable.
You don't say.
I boldly asserted, correctly, that in the wake of the Colorado shooting, that while I fully support the Second Amendment rights of the regular folks, and I do, no clear-thinking individual would ever think that I don't, because I do. I'm looking out for the folks here. That's right, the folks, because I look out for the folks. That's what I do. Somebody's got to look out for the folks, and I've taken it upon myself to be that person to look out for you.
Are you sure?
The regular folks, because you're getting hosed. The regular folks are just simply getting hosed, and no one's looking out for you except me. Mm. Millions of you saw the segment during which I pointed out that there are those on the left using the massacre to call for gun control. It was predictable. Not me, though. That's not what I was doing.
What were you doing?
When I called for Congress to pass a new law that would require the sale of all heavy weaponry, in which I described as mortars, howitzers, machine guns, AKs, semi-automatics, automatics, and ammunition, to be reported to the FBI. Mm. That's not gun control. That's just common sense. I'm just looking out for the folks. To those of you regular folks who wrote in and asked me what a tank, heat-seeking missile, or fighter jet would be called if I classified mortars, howitzers, and machine guns, semi-automatics, automatics, and ammunition as heavy weaponry, that's easy. And you know this as factor viewers. That's not what I'm talking about here. Be honest. Fighter jets, missiles, and tanks, of course, are clearly in a category all their own, one that I would classify as double secret probation super heavy weapons available only to the military.
I think he's bumped his head.
To suggest otherwise is disingenuous. That's not what I'm talking about, and any clear-thinking individual not blinded by the politics of gun control knows better.
Yep.
Clearly, I'm only referencing those heavy weapons, mortars, howitzers, and machine guns that are clearly readily available here on America's streets, gun shows, and gun shops without any law on the books to report their purchase to the FBI.
He bumped his head hard.
I'm just looking out for you, the folks, because no one else is doing it except me. I was just looking out for the folks because you're getting hosed. You're simply getting hosed. Millions of you watched as I lectured my guest, Utah GOP Rep. Jason Chaffetz, on the fact that you can buy a machine gun and the FBI doesn't know about it. Mm. I interrupted him and I lectured him because I'm just looking out for you. Somebody's got to look out for you, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just looking out for the folks because you're getting hosed. Mm. I was simply reminding the good congressman that at a gun show, anyone can buy any machine gun that they want and just walk right out of there with no reporting. That's what I said. I said that. Millions of you watched as I then repeated the statement that the Colorado nutcase had bought 60,000 rounds of ammunition.
Wow.
In fact, millions of you watched as I screamed that number, in fact, in the congressman's face during the interview at least two or three more times. In reality, it wasn't 60,000 rounds, but you know what I meant. I just added an extra zero, and I was simply making a point. I wasn't trying to mislead, just making a smaller number sound bigger, that's all. Just a bigger number. To suggest otherwise would be disingenuous at best. Just looking out for the folks. The fact of the matter is, I'm this week's Armed American Radio Bonehead of the Week Award recipient, and for good measure. I clearly have no idea what the difference is between a semi-automatic sport utility rifle used safely by tens of millions of you every day and an actual fully automatic military assault weapon or machine gun. I have no idea. But I reported as if I did anyway. I have absolutely no idea of the laws pertaining to gun purchases in this country, as I am somehow under the impression that anybody can buy a machine gun at a gun show and simply walk out the door with it without reporting whatsoever. I have no idea where I would have concocted that nonsense, as our current machine gun laws have been in effect in this nation since 1934. But it doesn't really matter. I was only trying to make a point. Be honest, Factor viewers, you know that. I was looking out for you. I obviously have no knowledge of the fact that to buy a machine gun, I would have to file for a $200 federal tax stamp with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, fill out tons of paperwork, report the purchase, and get permission from the chief law enforcement officer of my county or police chief. Or, absent that, I must create a trust and place the weapon in the name of a trust and file all documentation with the BATF, then wait several months for their approval of my purchase. Let's not forget the fact that a machine gun costs more than most folks can afford, many thousands of dollars. I can afford it because I make more money doing one of these broadcasts than most of you regular folks make during an entire year. But you, the folks, not so simple. Those of you feeding your families on $29 million per year less than I earn, not so easy. And you know it because you're getting hosed. And I mention how much money I have because regardless of my personal wealth, which I remind Factor viewers of regularly here on the program, and the vast financial resources and staff available to me here at this network, and I still failed to provide the facts that something as simple as a Google search would have confirmed. I was wrong and clueless and failed miserably to report you to you fairly. Instead, I made a complete fool of myself, misrepresenting the truth, while being belligerent, ignorant, and rude to the good congressman who actually did know what he was talking about. By not boning up on the facts and not letting the congressman set me straight in an area that he is clearly more knowledgeable than I did exactly as I accuse other networks and biased reporters of doing. I let you down, the folks. No one other than myself is more deserving of this week's Armed American Radio Network Bonehead of the Week Award than I, and that's the memo.
Wow.
Now for the top story. Award-winning journalist and gun rights activist David Kodria, fresh off of his appearance with Lou Dobbs here on this network, joins me to set the record straight. David, where did I go wrong?
Only in the fact that people seem to think that Mr. O'Reilly is a conservative, when in fact on this issue and on many others he's not. But it's a convenient meme for the left to use, because if he represents an arch-conservative, then how much more extreme are people like you and I and regular Armed American Radio listeners? You know, he's got a long history going back of citizen disarmament advocacy. And I remember, about 2 years ago, I think it was, that my friend Stuart Rhodes, who is the head of a group called Oath Keepers, and this is current and retired law enforcement and military, who believe in their oath to the Constitution, and there are orders that they will not obey, including disarming the populace. Well, Stuart was a guest on O'Reilly's show. And the way that he began the segment was following up with an interview he did with Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he introduced Stuart after playing a clip titled Tracking Hate Groups, okay, to kind of give, rise to the outlandish claim that Oath Keepers, for the fact that they're principled constitutionalists, must be haters, must be racist, et cetera. And he was asking Stuart, you know, why would you even consider, an order that you wouldn't obey being disarming the American people? And Stuart goes, well, you know, that happened in Hurricane Katrina. And I was going, no, that was just the government trying to get control of the situation because it was raining and it was storming.
Chaos, he called it.
Yeah, and basically, you know, he said that Stewart objecting to that, it was what he called, quote-unquote, a pretty extreme position. And, of course, you know, you flash forward to finding out the facts of what happened, and you have in New Orleans the Danziger Bridge killings, okay, which were covered up. And this is from the New York Times. Certainly no friends to gun owners, but basically at the bridge, this police lieutenant found that, who's investigating, found that six civilians had been shot by police officers, two fatally. None of the people that they'd shot had weapons. Almost immediately, federal authorities said in a blistering series of accusations, he and other officers began to plot a cover-up, planting a gun near the site to make the shootings appear justified. Now, this is what O'Reilly thinks is, you know, apparently okay.
Just controlling chaos, David. They're just controlling chaos. We should trust them. Listen,
yeah.
We're getting ready to take a break, and I wanted to bring you in to discuss this further, and I'm glad you're here, because poking a little bit of fun at Bill O'Reilly, but at the same time, it bears significant analysis, I think. Because the gun control debate, if you head over to some of the websites right now, including the Drudge Report right now as I speak to you, is Scalia's remarks on a Fox News show earlier today. More when we come back with David Kodria.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle, another American-made product from Ruger.
The new tax slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The tax slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the tax slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America will be here to offer no compromise today here on the Armed American Radio Network coming up in the second hour. And when I say he will offer no compromise, he will offer no compromise. Sean, make sure you have that dump switch handy, brother.
Of course, I always do.
We have emotions running very high right now. And to those of you, to the many of you who wrote commenting on last week's opening monologue, thank you very much. There are too many comments to read. That's a good thing. I will get to some of them hopefully in the roundtable today. Some of them were incredibly well written, and I appreciate everybody jumping in on that. We'll get most of those comments just as soon as we can get to them and get them approved. Penny Gun Auction, I want to let you know, on August 12th, we'll be auctioning a Carr 380. Ooh, while we're on the air. While we're on the air. So head over to Penny Gun Auction and register for free using the promo code AARPOD, AARPOD, and pick up 20 free bids. August 12th. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. Welcome back to the program. David Kodria, I have a take on this that I want to bounce off of you.
Let's hear it.
All day today, Drudge Report. Well, let's go back. I did more radio shows than I could even count. A number of national shows, Lars Larson, Rusty Humphries, Janet Mefford Show, and I couldn't even tell you how many local programs about the tragedy in Aurora. Gun control zealots, we all know who they are, David. Predictable as a day is long. You can hear the story and you know Lautenberg, Schumer, Feinstein, Bloomberg, McCarthy, the Brady. You know they're going to come out running their mouths. It's a given. We all know that they politicize these tragedies. It's in their DNA. Here I see today Scalia leading FoxNews.com, warning guns may be regulated. Drudge Report's been running it all day. Scalia warns guns may be regulated. And I want to throw this at you. There's nothing new from what I saw in Scalia's comments that I didn't already know from reading the Heller decision many, many, many times over. There wasn't news here. So I ask you, why are they running these headlines? Gun control is a losing agenda. Is Obama stupid enough to run, and is this administration stupid enough to run on a gun control agenda? And could this be a conservative, I don't know, I hate to use the word conspiracy, but could this be a conservative effort to try to get this administration to run on a gun control agenda, burying themselves between now and November? Your thoughts?
I don't see it that way, Mark, and let me tell you why, because you're absolutely right that Scalia said nothing that he didn't say already in the Heller decision, and that he didn't say before that in a 1997 book that he wrote called A Matter of Interpretation. But what I'm seeing that's different this time around is I'm seeing many people of conservative bent coming back out, and these or they're perceived to be conservative. Let me put it that way. Bill Kristol, who is not a, you know, constitutionalist conservative, he's more or less a neoconservative. Michael Savage, who has before come out in favor of so-called assault weapons bans, just basically criticized Wayne LaPierre at the NRA for not compromising. We see things happening on Fox News. You mentioned the Lou Dobbs appearance. They brought out former prosecutor and Fox commentator Liz Weil when Mike and I were on, and she was basically arguing registration as if, you know, that would have stopped, you know, any shooter. You know, and what I'm seeing is not much difference between many of the so-called Republicans, even though the ones who are political right now, the ones in the Senate and the Congress, they're not pushing it because they know it's a bad issue. They may want to see the Democrats step in it because they know it will help them in the election. But I don't get why we're seeing this push from the so-called conservative side that we normally see from the so-called liberal side. And quite honestly, it troubles me. If there is a master plan, I'm doubting it because of some of the rhetoric and why they feel like they have to come out right now. You know, it's like John Roberts all of a sudden, you know, turning around and voting for Obamacare. There is something going on, Mark, and I don't think it's some grand plan.
Well, let's get a little bit more sinister. Let's go over to the Democratic side and take a look at this. Let's look at it from this angle. Let me bounce this off of you. And feel free to email me your comments. I'd love to read them on the air. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. And we'll read them on the air. David, let me throw this from this perspective at you. We just discussed the conservative. Could this be some type of effort, concerted effort somewhere, to get the Obama campaign to run on what we all know to be a losing agenda? Ask Al Gore. We all know. Ask John Kerry. We all know. Corporal Cueball knows that too. Trust me on that one. Obama, on the other hand, comes out, and I just can't believe he's this stupid, comes out and starts mentioning gun control and assault weapons bans 100 days before an election. Within minutes, Harry Reid squashes it. Could this be a concerted effort by the White House and Carney, who was all over this thing, to say, hey, look, to my base, I tried. You're hammering me about gun control. I made the comment about gun control. Blame Congress again. Your thoughts on that one?
That sounds not at all implausible because it is a manipulation. And I guess what I would add to that is that I could see some people in the moderate end of the Republican spectrum, and I say that with quotation marks around it, being spooked enough to think, you know what, we have to speak up for gun control as well. Or, you know, it's like George C. Scott and Dr. Strangelove, you know, that they're going to beat us in the race for more mineshafts or whatever, that the Democrats are going to beat us in talking tough on guns. And I'm not sure, maybe they did that to get the Republican moderates to open their mouths. I don't know.
It's entirely possible. I think what will happen is we'll see this unfold over the coming 2, 3, 4 weeks. We understand that Lautenberg and McCarthy, these are the usual suspects.
Sure.
Don't let this bother you. This is a knee-jerk reaction that we see happen every time when these Democrats, these gun haters, these freedom haters, take advantage of a horrible situation and politicize it. And they do it to gin up support on their own base. Lautenberg and McCarthy will be announcing tomorrow a bill yet again to restrict ammunition purchases over the internet. Now, let me make this very clear. I was kidding around and poking some fun at Bill O'Reilly. I like Bill O'Reilly. I have nothing against him. I enjoy watching his show when I have the opportunity. He's entitled to his opinions on the Second Amendment, just like you are yours, just like I am mine, David, and you yourself. That's fine. But it's not fine to report that the Colorado shooter bought 60,000 rounds of ammunition when it was used by Lise Wheel against you on the Dobbs show, when it was 6,000, add an extra zero, it doesn't matter, correct?
I tried to report. I tried getting that record straight, and then she corrected me again on it, and 60,000, and okay. Mike continued with repeating 6,000.
Well, it continued from that point. It's not okay to misrepresent America's gun laws. A Google search can clear that up for you. David, you're going to be back in the next hour and in the roundtable. We're looking forward to it. Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com, next on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
My dad's Mercedes Z-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
As moms, we're all about keeping our families safe. Safe from scraped knees, bullies, and broken hearts. Safe from trashy TV shows and websites. And if they ever get sick, we want safe, dependable health care to help get them back on their feet. As a Christian mom, that's why I love MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a nationwide network of Christians who share each other's medical bills. We can choose our own doctors and pediatricians. But the best part is, MediShare members practice healthy, biblical lifestyles, which keeps costs down, way down. And for moms like me, that means real peace of mind.
To learn more, visit MediShare at medi-share.org or call us at 1-855-PSALM-81 today. That's 1-855-PSALM-81. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Not available in Montana.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Indeed, welcome back indeed. We'll get the mic going here. We're going to push that red button. Sean, remind me to hit the red button, for crying out loud. Go
hit
ahead.
Hit the red button.
Thank you for reminding me to hit the red button. I actually did. I swatted at it twice.
No, you can't.
You can't swat at it. You just got to gently press it. And I know better than that. This is not my first rodeo on the board.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's a rookie move right there.
That really is. I know. Thanks for telling me that. Good heavens. All right. You know, the last week has been really something, Sean, you know how busy I've been. Shanto. We are getting emails from Lieutenant Colonel Grossman referring to you as Shanto as I fire the silver bullets of freedom here on Armed American Radio with my sidekick, Shanto.
Exactly.
Those have been coming in all week, but we did a lot of great radio this week. We got a lot of exposure. The opening monologue last week continues to get rave reviews. And I appreciate all of the comments coming in. You can check that out on YouTube. I'll get with you on that later, Sean. But look, we're 75 Facebook users away from 20,000. So it would be nice to hit that. If you're listening online right now from anywhere in the world, you got Facebook. You use it. Come on. Just go over and Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and hit the like button. Help us get over the 20 grand. We've got some really cool giveaways we'll be doing next week as well. Ammo.net. Sam will be here to talk to us about the impact of this past week or two on what we fully expect to see as far as ammo sales. But we did a lot of radio this week. We did the Lars Larson Show. We did Rusty Humphrey. We did Janet Mefford and dozens of radio shows, local radio shows around the country. So thanks to everybody. Shanto?
Yes.
We're getting the word out.
Yes, we are.
No one did better than my next guest, Alan Corwin. Alan Corwin from GunLaws.com faced off with the big dogs. And in this case, Christiane Amanpour. You remember last week here on the Armed American Radio Network, Alan Corwin was here. And the following day, he did his interview on CNN. Alan, welcome to the show. And man, I got to tell you, brother, I was very impressed. I could have seen myself throwing the mic down on the ground, stomping on it, and walking out of there.
I had a bunch of friends who told me that they would have expletive, expletive, expletive to her. But I'll tell you, this is a part of my strategy and has been part of my practice for a long time. It's not just writing all these books, 9 books on gun laws, 13 books all together. I've got 2 more underway. I am a word guy, and I think words can be really persuasive, and the question is, how persuasive can they be? When you run into an anti, somebody who's as biased as Christiane Amanpour, who wears it on her sleeve, what are the words that will get to her? Those words exist, and there's a way to find them.
Yeah, you know what they are? Objective and journalist.
Well, she isn't that by any stretch, although if you ask her, she'll tell you she is.
Exactly.
I developed a thing called How to Handle a Hostile Interview that's posted up at gunlaws.com. There's a new, a news accuracy button on the left-hand side, and it gives you an idea of how to manage the media. These are very important things for us to learn. You and I spoke about this a little, Mark, before we were on the air. And I'm not sure I want to reveal some of this on the air. But when they...
I don't want you to, because you get a lot... Listen, you're in that pipeline over there at CNN. Mm. They love you over there. Don't give too much of it away. We know we're being listened to. But there's a little bit of it here that I would like. Sean, we have the clip of Christiane being, just an exemplary, unbiased journalist, do we not?
You know, not everybody gets sarcasm. You're just pointing out that she is biased.
Is as biased as the day is long. In fact, I warned you last week on the air, I believe, to have a great time. And I think I used your own words that she was a tough cookie. You said she was a tough cookie.
Yep, she is.
Well, you know, is she tough or is she just being disingenuous? I'll let you answer that.
I don't want to leave your listeners hanging too much here. They want to control the dialogue and pick the questions, but they pick the wrong questions, and it's incumbent on you as a defender of freedom to redirect the discussion to where it has to go. When she says, why does anybody need an AR-15, and gets crazy like that, you really have to talk to her about which gun would you rather have people shoot each other with and put her on the defensive. She thinks ownership of property is based on why do you need it? Well, that's what the Marxists do. Ownership of property is based on need, and somebody who's your superior sits in a high office and decides what you need. You don't need 10 pairs of shoes. You don't need a refrigerator the size of a closet, but that's not how we do it here. And it's taken me 20 years to reach this point where I can, with reasonable composure, sit there and parry and thrust as they throw this nonsense at us. I saw a great line that I'm dying for a chance to use. The police have radios, operate in teams, and have backup. That's why they need higher capacity magazines than the public who face criminals alone.
I love that.
It's also in the sarcasm category. It's
yeah, is that out in the your page 9?
It will be.
Okay,
page
good.
Page 9 is my blog. I'll have that out.
Make sure, tell people where to get that. That's important. I know that we have a lot of listeners from Armed American Radio that will then visit your site, and it's important that people read that.
Well, the easiest way is just go to gunlaws.com. There's a ton of resources, and there's a field right on the homepage to sign up for my blog, page 9. You can link to page 9 there. You can go to page9.org, if I remember, and read it there, but gunlaws.com is the best way to get to it. I'm working right now on the UN arms treaty.
Right.
You know, I followed that very closely. I'm not going to dissect this one section by section because it's just so bad it doesn't deserve it. But there are a handful of items that people should know about. I've read the whole bill. I've got them here. I have conflicting reports as to whether or not this was adopted. And I also read that the United States will not sign it, which is probably smart because if Obama signs it or Hillary signs it, their chances in the election are virtually destroyed.
Well, I've been asking that for the last 2 to 3 weeks. In fact, I asked it of David in the previous segment. Are they stupid enough to do that? Corporal Q-Ball is not stupid enough to do this. This guy's been around the block.
Well, they supported it right up until when it came out.
Right.
And so we know what their colors are.
But you see, they can blame someone else. They can come out and show their base. Look, I supported this.
I'm good.
But it's not my fault.
Control them.
Right. It's not my fault. I can blame it on Congress. I'm calling for an assault weapons ban, Brady's. I mean, you heard me do it after the Aurora shooting, knowing damn good and well that Harry Reid wasn't about to advance it in the Senate. They just did that. I bounced it off of David, and I said, could that be part of their strategy? I believe it is part of their strategy.
Yeah.
Everything these people do is calculated. This is to make Obama look in the eyes of his gun control base like he's trying to do something while at the same time pawning it back off on Congress that, hey, I tried. Blame them. He's been blaming everybody since Bush.
Yeah, it's very true. But he supported this idea of an arms trade treaty, which all along we knew would affect private citizens. One of the earlier drafts, I think I mentioned this, would categorize you as a manufacturer, a firearms manufacturer.
Right.
If you altered a firearm in any way, like putting on sights or a sling or a muzzle brake or changing the stocks or changing the grips on a sidearm, that would make you a manufacturer, and that would be a felony unless you had a manufacturer's license. What do you need to get a manufacturer's license? It doesn't say. And until they decide what that will be, which might be $5,000 a year or God knows what, you can't do it. And we knew that this is where they were headed. Now, they watered it down a good bit since then. One of the worst things in this UN treaty is that the terms aren't defined. They want to control arms that go to unauthorized users. What's an unauthorized user?
Well, what they will eventually do is define an unauthorized user, and that's exactly how this gets to the roots of gun control. Alan, we're going to hit a break here. When we come back, now I know that the UN treaty, of course, they've failed to come to a consensus on that. That's a good thing. I want to really give my hats off to the NRA and to Larry Pratt, who will be here later. These guys just refuse to compromise. But when we come back, I want to play some of Christiane Amanpour being really objective with you, if that's okay.
You bet. I'd love to.
Next, after this. Hey everybody, Mark here to tell you about 3 new DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. And get this is a major announcement. The Personal Defense Network is now making 3 essential full-length training DVDs available to the general public. You'll discover dozens of effective personal defense strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network's lineup of instructors. In these DVDs, get this, you'll discover techniques you'll need when confronted with extreme close-quarter shooting situations, including the engagement of multiple threats. You'll also see how to
shoot from unorthodox positions, such as while seated or lying on the ground. The third DVD in this package demonstrates skill development drills that you can take to your local range to help fine-tune your shooting and self-defense skills. To order this powerful three DVD set for 50% off the already low price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your three DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Check it out now.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Dissy Gear, makers of outdoor packs, fine custom shotgun cases and accessories, and custom-made leather gun belts. Visit Dissy Gear at DISSEgear.com today. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. Alan Corwin sits in for a discussion today on his... Alan, what do you want to call that? Your friendly appearance with Christiane Amanpour, your friendly discussion?
My tete-a-tete with a leftist who doesn't hide her leftism in the disguise of a neutral, mild-mannered reporter giving you truth and freedom.
But she would claim that she is. Now, when
they
she
all
scolded
claim
you.
They are a bunch of lion bottom feeding maggots, if you ask me.
Ah.
That's what I really think.
The mainstream media getting on your nerves. Listen, you do a great job handling it. Hats off to you.
Thank you.
I actually got a call from my dad that night. He says, I don't know how he did that. Whoo, I'd have come out of my chair.
That's what a lot of people said to me. But you know, she didn't even know it. At the end of that interview, they were cheering themselves. They were congratulating themselves. And look, we won a concession because I said, and I learned a lesson from that. I said something like, I would agree with you and I would support that if it would have the desired result, but it won't. So let's figure out how to solve this problem. And I don't want to forget this, Mark, before we end. We have to press ahead with the statutes we need so that we can defeat a Colorado incident. Not the statutes they're trying to, to fight, not the bills they're trying to introduce. They have to fight back against our bills like gun-free zone liability. You make one of these crazy make-believe gun-free zones, you have to be liable for what happens and let them argue against that. Now, you were going to do something, so I should shut up for a minute.
Sean, are we able to get the audio on here? I think we're having some problems with the audio right now.
Still working on it.
Still working on it? Okay, Alan, we're going to have a little bit more discussion here about that interview. You're going to stick with us here.
You bet.
Let's talk at least another half hour or so.
Let's talk about another interview that went on that you might not have heard, although most people who have an internet connection heard about this. And I won't name the radio host here, but it was a savagely done broadcast, and you probably heard about the complaints about a 100-round magazine.
Oh, I absolutely did, and I think that the two-prong approach that he advocated, and we're referring to Michael Savage, was that we should first ban the movie.
Did he say that?
Are you kidding? Yeah, he actually did,
oh,
that we need to ban showing the movie. I mean, this is just a knee-jerk reaction. Go ahead. I won't steal your thunder.
No. He was just trying to rile people up. After all, as he points out a lot, he's an entertainer. He's not a newscaster. And the idea of banning a movie because somebody went crazy in it, I mean, you should ban cars because nearly every felony includes a car. The idea of banning a 100-round magazine, and I know Michael, and we go back and forth by email some. I haven't heard from him back on this yet, but I hope I do. If you ban a 100-round magazine, they'll start making 99-round magazines. That doesn't work.
Look, we found this with the assault weapon ban in 1994.
The same kind of thing. It's not a ban on a 100-round magazine. It's 15 pages of bans on everything in sight, including lug nuts and sling holders and sizes. And it's crazy.
The Colorado Attorney General, or Colorado, excuse me, the California Attorney General can't even tell you what their assault weapon, how it reads. They can't even describe for you the weapons. They can't go down the list. They don't know. They have to look at a compilation. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. We have that all over. I'm working on an update for my Arizona Gun Owner's Guide right now. August 2nd, we get a bunch of new laws, basically minor stuff. The really important things either died in committee or the governor vetoed one. But one of these bills I can't understand, and I've been doing this for 20 years. I really can't tell what they're trying to say. It has something to do with it's illegal to let any edible portion of game go to waste, which is good. People complain about game and hunting as if it's just a sport and it's nothing. It's food, and you can't let the game go to waste. And they changed it. I can't tell what the heck they're saying. So what do you do with these things? But back to this 100-round magazine, they want to restrict us. They want us to have infringed magazines. We're the first responders. We're the people who face the criminals. The police are the second responders. Don't believe the lies in the media. They're the second responders. And they want you to have less ammunition than the cops. And they will not mention, because they do not know, that less ammunition is more dangerous. It's more dangerous. I liked it when JPFO came out and said he had 6,000 rounds of ammo. How come so little?
You know, Alan, you make a great point, as you always do. Let's go here for just a second. Let's talk about ammunition and magazine capacity. I like this conversation. I had this conversation with Ted Nugent a couple years ago on the show. He says, carry as much ammunition as you can comfortably. Carry it.
That's right.
It's lack of ammunition that gets people killed. So let's take the magazine ban. Remember it during the 1994 Clinton assault weapon ban, the failed ban, mind you, that was never reinstituted upon its sunset.
And it never had an effect on crime.
That had zero effect, right?
Every study that's been done before it, during it, and after it, no effect on crime. Banning equipment doesn't do anything to criminals.
No, it only hurts law-abiding citizens. The fact of the matter is, we had at that time 10-round magazines. And if you remember, any of the high-capacity, which is really standard-capacity magazines to you and I, had law enforcement only stamped on them.
Right.
So what did you do? Let's go to Michael Bloomberg and ban 32-ounce sodas. Anything over 16 ounces, we'll ban. So you know what you do? You take three of them, blubberhead.
Oh, they'll have more clever ways of doing that. If I was running, look at the jobs and the economic cost of that. If people can't sell full-size beverages or meet market demand, because once again, your bettors and the elite are deciding what you need in order to lose weight, which is not their job. That's not the role of government. They'll be selling 32-ounce empty paper cups for a nickel, and
right.
You'll be able to buy two 16-ounce sodas and pour them into the one cup yourself.
That's absolutely correct. And what did people do when they carried 3, 4, and 5 10-round magazines?
Or you bought one that existed already, or manufacturers went to 3 shifts, 24 hours a day, turning out all the magazines they could from the time the law was passed until the time the law became effective. I think it was a 90-day period. And they made tons of magazines
that were
legal. And then for 10 years, you couldn't buy a new one. You had to buy one that was already made. Big deal. And they lamented that. Oh, the ban was ineffective because the law.
You paid $50 for a 20-round magazine.
A piece of metal and a spring should be $15, $20. These things went up to $100, $150 a piece. Then when people realized supplies were still there, the prices readjusted to $25,
$30. Oh, I bought an Arsenal AK-47 knockoff because we don't have our real AK-47s here in America.
You know,
but it had the thumb grip. Remember the thumb stock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that changed
the
muzzle velocity.
Yeah, the thumb hole became illegal. It's illegal to have a thumb hole. You know, I realized the other day, can you believe this didn't dawn on me, Mark, for the longest time, my initials are AK.
I never thought about that.
Neither did I, and they're my initials. So the AK-47, I ought to have some of them just because it's my namesake. But here's an interesting point about that nobody's thought about. The AK-47 is the communist gun. Remember the communists, the commies, the red threat? You know, communist China is still there. Communist Cuba is still there. Communist North Korea is still there. We have communists here in this country, even though Bill Clinton introduced the man sitting in the White House as somebody who we haven't seen a communist in 10 years. He had a communist Van Jones in his administration.
I love it.
Communists at the Occupy rallies. They set up booths and look for membership. Well, the AK-47 is the communist gun.
Alan, I need you to hold on to that for the next hour because we're getting ready to move into that next hour. That means we're having a great time here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you. We're going to have David Kodria. We're also going to have, and this is going to be good too. And it's Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America because he just loves not to compromise. He'll be here in the next hour. So it's going to be a good one. Make sure you stay tuned in here to the Armed American Radio Network with myself, Mark Walters, Alan Corwin from GunLaws.com, David Kodria, and Larry Pratt. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark view. Tell us we by the
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.